But we do cross to Claudette Hawiti from the Parliamentary Press Gallery for a quick preview, I guess, to that kōrero. Tuhine, tēnā koe, Claudette.
Tēnā koe, te ao me tukumihi ki a koutou katoa. Well, the day started off with a beautiful karakia yesterday in Māpangireia, Kura Moeahu. The beautiful karakia to start the day, the opening of the 54th Parliament. It was, there were representatives from the different parties. New Zealand First was not there. It was fully supported by Te Pāti Māori, the Green Party. There were representatives from National. I didn't see Labour there, but there were also a number of whānau members that had come to support their whānau members who were sworn in as MPs. Then it was followed by the Chief Justices from the Supreme Court. They were accompanied by the court sheriff. I didn't realise we had a court sheriff. They were dragged up in their black robes. They walked up the road. They walked into Parliament. There were our whānau porohete outside singing Proud to be Māori outside while the judges went in. The black rod met them at the bottom of the stairs. They went in to the chamber where all the MPs were. They then presented themselves to the Clerk of the House who confirmed that the Clerk of the House was able to swear in all the members of Parliament. And I thought it was a good opportunity to hear the Māori roll of honour of our members of Parliament in the 54th Parliament. And here is our Māori roll of honour.
Honourable members, I'll now read the commission authorising me to administer the oath or affirmation of allegiance. Kahurangi Carter, Karen Louise Chaw, Cassandra Jane Costello, Marama Miriana Davidson, Takuta Ferris, Hini Eriatara Gladwin Hinare, William Wakatere Jackson, Shane Jeffrey Jones, Maria Meno Kapa Kingi, Takutai Tash Kim, Dana Margot Kirkpatrick, Joanne Marie Luxton, Huhana Linden, David Nigel McLeod, Hannah Rafferty Maipi Clark, Jennifer Lynn Marcroft, Nicole Reimer McKee, James Rawiri Meager, Debbie Ann Narewa Packer, Tamitha K. Erin Paul, Winston Peters, Tama William Portaka, Willow Jean Prime, Shane Raymond Retty, Adrian Paki Rurafe, David Breen Seymour, Darlene Tanner, Kushla Tangaire Manuel, Rino Terakatane, Teano Tuyono, Rawiri Waititi, Arena Williams.
And also Calvin Davis. His name should be down there as well too, but he didn't swear in Easter. He wasn't present in the House. But I thought it would be great to hear the names of our Māori MPs. Now, they're saying that there are 33. There's actually 34 with the Dana Kirkpatrick, who is the MP for the East Coast. She's Rongo Whakaata. So I popped her name in there as well too, until I'm told to pop it out again.
Very diplomatically done. Well, it's quite the roll call, but it does lend weight, I guess, to those who harbour ambitions of disestablishing the Māori seats, because they would argue that there's plenty of Māori representation across the House. Anyway, with 34 of the 120 MPs with whakapapa Māori, that doesn't mean that they're all going to debat for Māori issues, though, as we have well seen. The symbolism of the protest action yesterday morning, Claudette, on the opening day of Parliament, and I can't help also looking at the kākahu that Te Pāti Māori took into Parliament, and then there's the hara about hare, or hare hare. Mm-hmm. It's all very intriguing here as we get this new lot underway, Nev.
Of course, and I'll put some news items. I've already delivered some news items where it shows Te Pāti Māori swearing their allegiance to Hokopuna and Te Tiriti before swearing allegiance to Kingi Te Are, Kingi Hare Hare. Of course, Rawiri has said that that's another form of Charles that has been debated by New Zealand, or you'll be able to talk to Shane Jones about that coming up shortly. But the kākahu was amazing. The thing is about Parliament is that it is the people's parliament, and the Te Tiriti o Waitangi is the founding document of Aotearoa New Zealand, but the official process used within Parliament is not reflective of the signatories of Te Tiriti. And I guess that's what now has been called for by not just Te Pāti Māori, but other Māori around the Motu, that, and Pākehā as well, that it should be more reflective of the treaty partnership. Now, I know that Adrian Rudape, the previous Speaker of the House, he had been working towards having a more inclusive or Te Tiriti-centric process within Parliament. I'm not 100% sure whether Jerry Brownlee will see that as a priority. That's yet to be seen. However, when he was sworn in as the Speaker of the House at Government House, which I attended, he did his affirmation, swearing in bilingually, both Te Reo and in Pākehā. So I think he will be receptive to looking at being a more Tiriti-centric parliament, but how or what priority he lends to that is yet to be seen.
Tēnā koe, I'm looking forward to playing that piece that you collated yesterday. And what sort of pōtai has Rauri Waititi got on his head yesterday?
Oh, well, from what I saw, it's amazing. It's kiwi feathers.
Kiwi feather hat. Yeah, something. I haven't seen anything like that in the parliamentary precinct before, but he is an interesting guy with an interesting sense of style. Good on you, Claudette. Thanks very much. We'll talk again soon. Mauri ole kia koe.
Nā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Andrew with Urban Māori.